that George H.W. Bush apparently is going to vote for Hillary. What was your reaction? We want you to call in and tell us what you think about this. Coming up right after the news, 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Unrest overnight in Charlotte over the fatal police shooting of a black man. Protests broke out yesterday after the shooting at an apartment complex. Police say that man had a gun.
There's a full investigation underway, which likely we'll hear more about today. In regards to the shooting of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott by Officer Brentley Vinson. Now, both the officer and the victim are African American. Officer Vinson has been placed on paid administrative leave while this shooting is investigated. Keith Lamont Scott, according to the family, was a father of seven. They have disputed those claims that he had a gun. They said he was actually in a car reading a book, waiting for a family member to return home from school that day.
Correspondent Bryn Gingras. Meanwhile, there have been demonstrations in Tulsa as well over a police-involved shooting there.
Outrage is growing in this community with protesters gathering in front of the police station calling for the arrest of Officer Betty Shelby, who opened fire, shooting and killing 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher. His family calling the video leading up to his shooting devastating, saying there was no evidence of reason for her to open fire.
Correspondent Ana Cabrera. Investigators are learning more about the man who they say set off bombs in New York and New Jersey.
The federal criminal complaint gives us a look at what was written in a notebook found during the investigation. In it, Rahami allegedly praised other terrorists, including the Boston Marathon bombers. He talked about Anwar al-Awlaki, the Yemeni-American imam who inspired terrorists around the world. In one section of the book, the 28-year-old allegedly wrote about killing non-believers.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Should terminally ill people in D.C. be allowed to die on their own terms?
A handful of states allow terminally ill patients to take medicine to end their lives. D.C. is also weighing its own proposal.
That we're providing every bit of support that we can. However, assisted suicide does not do that.
That's J.J. Hansen. The Marine was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2014 and now heads the Patient Rights Action Fund. On the other side is Sean Crowley, spokesperson for the group Compassion and Choices.
Not just for people who want to utilize the option of medical aid and dying, but for improving end-of-life care across the board.
Both groups plan to lobby in D.C. this week. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, one of our local governors is considered among the best in the country. Another is losing ground, according to a new survey.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is number two in the nation when it comes to approval ratings. The poll for Morning Consult gives Hogan a 70% favorable rating behind South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard. The survey also found Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe with a 53% approval rating, down from 58%. The results were based on more than 71,000 voters nationwide from May through early this month. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The head of the pharmaceutical company Mylan comes before Congress today to defend the cost of life-saving EpiPens. In prepared testimony, CEO Heather Brush indicates her company has no plans to cut the price despite a public outcry. The price of EpiPens has soared to $608 for a two-pack. That's an increase of more than 500% since 2007. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,130. The Nasdaq at 52,41. Sports, the Nationals lose, but so do the Mets. So the Nats' magic number is down to four. The Orioles fall five games back in the AL East with another loss to Boston. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA-approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 in Manassas. That's where we have the crash. However, I'm watching a flatbed tow truck has just rolled up to the scene, so positive news there. I know you're just inching along, trying to get past Business 234. Two right lanes will get you by the scene of the incident. I've said, though, tow truck is there, so hopefully it won't be too much longer so they can get those lanes reopened. Beyond, we had a broken down near Nutley Street that was moved to the shoulder. Have nothing reported out of Leesburg on Route 7, Greenway Toll Road. That ride heading up toward the Beltway has been uneventful. Now for the Beltway, Maryland, on the stretch heading into Bethesda on the inner loop, it looks like just as you would come off of 270, that merge point to get onto that Beltway, right at that merge point is where we have a crash. On 270 itself out of Frederick, the volume with us to Urbana and Hyattstown, and out of Annapolis, Bowie, 50, and then inside the Beltway, lanes have been open. Traffic update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking forecast. We are keeping temperatures above average, however. About 6 degrees above average today. A little overcast early, otherwise becoming partly cloudy. 84 in a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Gainesville, 64 in Frederick, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. Donald Trump's campaign manager says he hasn't had a news conference in almost 2 months because we don't get fair questions. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Look what time it is. It's 6:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we've got a loaded morning for you. Lots of Trump news, Clinton news, and, well, you know, news in the entertainment field. Well, it's pretty much everything we cover here. News, politics, entertainment, sports, what's going on in your life and your marriage. And at 7:15, Dinesh D'Souza will talk about Obama's speech at the UN. 7:35, KT McFarland will join us. And at 8:05, Tucker Carlson will join us. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, so is George H.W. Bush, Bush Sr., Bush 41, is he really going to vote for Hillary Clinton? Well, that's what we have been told by none other than a former Maryland Lieutenant Governor, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. On her Facebook account on Monday, she posted a picture of her with the former president. And she wrote in her Facebook posting, "The president told me he's voting for Hillary!" Exclamation mark, exclamation mark. And, well, people went crazy. What? George H.W. Bush is going to vote for Hillary? Well, apparently it's out there. And she later deleted this and has refused to talk about it because apparently she came to the conclusion, after somebody apparently yelled at her, that was a private conversation. That was not meant to be shared. But it's out there. The bell's rung. You can't unring it. She says that that's what's going on. And what did you think when you heard this news? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Were you surprised? Were you shocked? Did it cause you to take pause? I want to know your reaction, your gut reaction, the moment you heard that George H.W. Bush apparently is going to vote for Hillary Clinton in the coming election. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know what my initial reaction was? I was angry at Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. I was very angry at her, and I thought, this doesn't seem right to me, because you know what? She had a conversation with the president, or was in attendance at some event where he apparently said this, and it was meant to be a private event, and then she immediately rushes to her Facebook page to talk about it. Why would you do that to a friend, if indeed she is a friend? Why would you do that to your friend? Why would you feel it was your job, in the world to share this information with others when it was told to you in a private setting or in confidence. So that was wrong of her to do that. Number two, then, my thought is, you know, I don't know what's going on in HW's mind. I know that he's really getting up there in years, and who knows, you know, what is behind all this. But my anger was directed at Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, I think, first and foremost.
Yeah, I'm with you. I honestly couldn't care less who George H.W. Bush is voting for, who George W. Bush is voting for, who George P. Bush is voting for, who Jeb exclamation point Bush is voting for. Honestly, it makes no difference to me, and I don't think it... Here's who cares about this story. Mm-hmm. Democrats and members of the media, or as Chris Plant would say, I am redundant. And that's all. This is a way for the media and Democrats to make Republicans look bad. I guess never Trumpers also care about this, but that's fine. I mean, again, it doesn't make any difference in any way whatsoever. The ire should not be a George Herbert Walker Bush. Let him vote for whoever he wants, for God's sake. This is a free country. He can vote for whoever he wants. The ire should be raised at Kathleen Kennedy Townsend or whatever. Hartington is in there, too. How many names does this woman have?
Yeah, I know what you got.
Don't they all have a Shriver in there too? Don't they all throw a special Shriver in? Or a Bouvier? I honestly, this is one of the most treacherous, horrible, disgusting things a person can do. Do we live in a day and age now because of Facebook, because of social media, that if you're having a private conversation with an individual, that before you say anything to them, you have to say, now all of this is off the record, and I don't want this broadcast on Facebook so that everyone, literally everyone in the world, can see it? Is that really the world that we're living in right now? And if we are, shouldn't you understand that a 92-year-old man doesn't quite understand that we're living in that world? Why did she take it down, by the way? I'll tell you why. Because the Bush family was asked about this. Is it true that the former president is voting for Hillary Clinton? And the spokesman for the family said, President Bush will be casting a vote for president. It is his private vote, and he would like it to remain private, which is his their way of rebuking Ms. Townsend, Kennedy, Hartington, Wilson, McKay, whatever his name or whatever her name is.
He got more names than anybody I know. All right, to the phone lines we go. How about Bob in College Park? You're on with Brian and Larry. Tell us your thoughts.
I was going to say my secret hope would be that Hillary does get elected and then increases taxes by 100% on George H.W. Bush's tax bracket, so that therefore he can really feel the full effect of his vote. But the other thought says that just one more establishment Republican that's against Donald Trump, which makes you want to vote for Donald Trump even more, because I hate Mitch McConnell, all those establishment Republicans and establishment Democrats. It makes you want to vote again for Donald Trump even more.
Yeah, were you shocked, surprised, or you just, no, I'm not surprised at all?
A little bit of surprise. I'm surprised that, you know, that number one, he would say it, but then number two, that he would actually believe it, because wouldn't he realize that, you know, Hillary does not have the America's best interest, and he, as a former military person, would, you know, realize that, hey, you know, she doesn't really like the military. She's probably going to cut the budget and or not expand it any more than Obama did.
Well, and considering how he was lied about and how his legacy was trashed by Mrs. Clinton and her husband, Bill, not only when they were running for president in 1992, but then in the 8 subsequent years, you would think that he would say, no, I'm not going to reward them with my vote at all.
He ran against them.
Of course. And it was a vicious campaign, and it was full of typical. It was full of mean-spirited lies.
And Clinton never got more than 50% of the vote.
But there's another aspect to this. When you said, you know, it's another establishment, Republican establishment, it goes beyond establishment. It also has to do with dynasties. People in America are rejecting not just the idea of an establishment Republican, but also the idea of a dynastic Republican. It's like, do we really need another Bush as president? Just like we do, we need another Clinton. In fact, somebody on my Facebook feed pointed this out, and I apologize for not crediting it to the right person here. I know who it was. Lee Wolf at townhall.com said, leave it to a Kennedy to screw over a Bush in favor of a Clinton.
Yeah.
And that sentence right there tells you everything that's wrong with American politics. Here's this Kennedy hanging out with a Bush, and they're talking about the Clintons. Enough with the families.
How about Brian and Waldorf? You're up with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't believe it one bit. I think unless the man's getting senile, I think he'd vote for a dog before he voted for Hillary Clinton.
Well, listen, here's what I what has been reported by CNN. CNN loves this story, as you might imagine. CNN reports that apparently Elder Bush said this during a meeting in Kennebunkport of the Points of Life Foundation, and there were about 40 people in the room. According to CNN's reporting, and I guess among them was Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. So that is apparently, I mean, there are other people who have verified this story for CNN, it appears. But, you know.
But didn't this conversation take place months ago? Is that what I'm understanding?
I don't know.
My understanding on first read, and I'll just research it once again to confirm that, my understanding was that it took place months ago. If it took place during the primary season, then it's understandable that Herbert Walker Bush might have said, my gosh, the way they're treating Jeb, I'm going to just vote for the Democrat, whoever it is.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know.
Again, what difference at this point does it make? Is anybody's vote going to be changed based on how the 41st president of the United States is going to vote? Anyone? Show of hands?
More of your calls straight ahead at 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. This is seriously fantastic stuff here. Quickly, the multiple car crash cleared. Police, tow truck drivers, everyone just about out of there. I see one police car left on the shoulder in Manassas, eastbound after business 234. Good news, lanes open. Not so good. You know, the delays have a little extra volume on our normal slowdowns because of the lane closures earlier. So out of Gainesville, keep alert for that volume toward Centerville. Now, the problem on Maryland on 270, first southbound, the normal delays to Urbana and Hyattstown, but it's once you get down to the lane divide, if you're heading toward the Beltway into Bethesda, at the end of southbound 270, right before as you would merge onto the Beltway, that road work we've been talking about from overnight, still some activity on the shoulder, and it looks like they might be crowding that left lane, causing delays now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy this afternoon, 84 degrees. Tonight, a low near 70 degrees. Tomorrow looks like a mostly sunny day eventually. It'll start with a few clouds, 86. Then on Friday in the upper 80s, Saturday in the mid 80s, Sunday in the low 70s. I don't see any rain in the forecast over the weekend, 3 days there. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 75 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
It was a group of about 40 people. It was a bipartisan group, but it was a private meeting. These were people from both parties who are members of the board of the Points of Light Foundation, Republicans and Democrats. He did say it.
Well, this happened on Monday, and Kathleen Kennedy rushed to her Facebook account to tell the world what Bush 41 had said, that he was going to vote for Hillary, and then she immediately, apparently after some phone calls were made, took it down, but the bell was rung, and it does appear that it's something he said. Were you shocked? Were you surprised? Were you angry? 888-630-9625. What was your reaction, Debbie in North Beach? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm angry because it's what I've known for a long time. We no longer have a two-party system. They are so worried about keeping each other in office for monetary gain. That is why Mr. Trump is going to win this election.
All right. And so you think that it's more about the dynastic, as Larry says, the dynastic nature of American politics at times.
Absolutely. And not just dynasty for the Bushes and the Clintons, but they all want to keep each other in office because they're scratching each other's back and no one's looking out for the American people.
But, all right. Well, what about the incredible influence and political sway that Kathleen Hartington Kennedy Townsend holds over the American voter? I'm thinking undecideds now are saying, wow. Kathleen Hartington Kennedy Townsend has now told me that George Herbert Walker Bush is going to vote for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now I got to vote for her.
How about Regina and Catlett? Hello, Regina. What do you think about all this?
Okay, well, first of all, your two previous callers early on said the same thing I said. He must be senile. That's the first thing. And second, if he's trying to stick up for Jeb, the poor sport, well, what about his presidential son? who was for 4 years under Obama. Obama blamed him for everything. Everything. I've never heard. Bush this, Bush that, Bush this. So the guy must be crazy. And vote for Trump. That's all I have to say.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Regina.
Drop appreciate that mic, Regina.
That's right. How about Robert and Tyson's? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning, gents. A couple of quick points. As a Hillary support Democrat, I want to tell you, I was not happy with that thing getting out. It was cheap, and it was disrespectful to a very good man. So it isn't just Republicans. It was just a cheap shot. The second thing I wanted to say is, though, and I speaking of disrespectful, I think even implying that he's somehow senile, that's also disrespectful. You know, let's not forget that early on, Brent Scowcroft, who was of that era, was very clear on the belief that Trump, from a national security perspective, was absolutely the wrong choice. We have a man who was not only president, but the director of the CIA, and even prior to that, very much a national security-focused man. And I'm going to say he was never a social president. He was very much focused on that. And I think he just simply sees it in a very similar matter of that age group, the James Bakers, Sandy Bergers, era of people.
But you think,
I think that's why.
But you think it was a disrespectful act to do it, right? To reveal this?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
No, in my opinion, it's a pathetic attempt to score a cheap shot. I actually agree with you. I mean, it's not going to convince anyone.
Yeah.
It's,
it doesn't change any votes. I'm with you on that. But I really think it was the most disrespectful. I mean, it happened on Monday, and immediately. I mean, I bet she didn't clear the parking lot before she got on her phone and was posting this, because she couldn't wait breathlessly to tell the world this little bit of information. A complete violation of the man's confidence. A complete rude thing to do to somebody that apparently you have some kind of professional or social relationship with.
Well, and by the way, if she sits on the board of his family, foundation, clearly, and by the way, it's not just, say, oh gosh, guess what he told me. She posted it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's literally opens it up to millions. It opens it up to anyone to see. It's a profoundly disrespectful, sleazy thing to do. Shocking coming from a Kennedy.
How about that? 622.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? That's a great choice. The rental market is red hot, giving you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Trust me, the rent estate advisors at Renters Warehouse make property management so easy. For just $80 a month, flat fee, they're going to price your property, quickly find you great tenants, collect the rent, and take all those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Renting property can deliver steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax benefits. Call Renters Warehouse right now. Go from homeowner to investor today with Renters Warehouse. Here's the number, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370, or get your free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back, and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It is now 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
For the Beltway, it's been pretty mellow for the early start of this commute. 270, the volume out of Frederick off and on down past 109, and seeing some of those delays right at the lane divide. If you're extending past Old Georgetown Road, we had some lingering road work and crews along the left side. Looks like some of that activity is still on the shoulder, the distraction. Still on the shoulder, Virginia 66. That's where we had the multiple car crash. They've opened all the lanes in Manassas. Eastbound 66 after business 234, but they're still dealing with that flatbed and to get one of the vehicles up on the truck. On 95, 395, about the volume. We're okay on the southeast-southwest freeway. Thumbs up each direction if you're coming from the 14th Street Bridge or the 11th Street Bridge. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Could brighten it up as we continue to roll through the day. A little cloud around this morning, but becoming partly cloudy and still warm with a northeast breeze about 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 75 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're talking about the fact that Kathleen Kennedy Townsend rushes to Facebook after a meeting in Kenny Bunkport with former President Bush, Bush 41, George H.W. Bush, and writes that, hey, he told me he's going to vote for Hillary. And then she immediately deleted it, but not before everybody noticed it. You know who took great notice in this and wanted to carry apparently some water for the Clintons on this matter was the people over at CNN. Here's Dana Bash.
Even though Bill Clinton defeated George H.W. Bush, subsequently, the Bushes and the Clintons have become quite close, doing a lot of work together, even giving speeches on the road together. So George H.W. Bush knows the Clintons and knows Hillary Clinton. And so it would be an informed opinion, an informed vote if he does go ahead and vote for Hillary.
How does she know that? How does she know that it's an informed vote?
Because it aligns with her vote.
Particular view in the matter. Yeah, look, I mean, I think you're right about this. I think that for most people, it's not a game changer for anyone. It's just something that Democrats and apparently, as you pointed out, the media want to hammer on to denigrate the Republican nominee. It's now 6:27 on WMAL.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in a store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
If your friend at work told you she just found a way to save half on her dry cleaning every week, would you switch to that dry cleaner? What if all your friends told you that they found a great new dry cleaner that charges half what most full-price cleaners charge? Then would you switch? Well, what if I told you that a million people had dumped their full-price cleaners for Zips dry cleaners? Would that convince you to at least try us? Because that's how many people have switched to Zips, where we charge a flat $2.29 to dry clean any garment, and even less to launder shirts. Zips uses an efficient, state-of-the-art process to clean your clothes. It's just that we charge you way less to do it. Zips has truly revolutionized the dry cleaning business, one 229 garment at a time. So bring in the load of clothes you normally take to the full-price cleaners and see for yourself just how smart it is to use Zips. A million people wearing clean clothes can't be wrong. Come to Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For Zips near you, visit 321zips.com.
It is now 6:30 on WMAO. Time for traffic. Oh, no, it's not. I'm sorry. That's me. My mistake. My bad. You know what? It's 6:30, which means we're time for the news. Coming up in just a moment, Brangelina has broken up. What in the world is the world coming to? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Straight ahead, right here on WMAO.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's been a night of demonstrations and protests in Charlotte over the police shooting of a black man yesterday.
The family of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott says he did not have a gun, and instead, he was sitting in his car reading a book when an officer shot Scott, killing him. The differing accounts is what sparked all this outrage, and Charlotte's mayor calling for calm.
Correspondent Bryn Gingras in Tulsa. Meanwhile, there have been protests over a police-involved shooting.
Protesters here are calling for Officer Betty Shelby to face criminal charges. They want to see her arrested. Now, that depends on the outcome of a local police criminal investigation. But there's also a federal civil rights probe that has been opened. The Department of Justice opening its case after seeing video of what happened.
Correspondent Ana Cabrera. D.C. lawmakers are hearing from both sides on the question of whether people who are terminally ill should have the right to end their own lives with medical assistance. A bill before the D.C. Council would give those people that option. The Montgomery County School Board is going back to square one and planning for next school year as they try to reconfigure the calendar to line up with Governor Larry Hogan's executive order barring schools from opening before Labor Day. A Northern Virginia man who spent 3 days in the hospital with hepatitis A is now the latest to sue Tropical Smoothie Cafe, claiming one of their smoothies is what made him sick. Today's the day the Fed announces whether interest rates will be going up.
Look for Wall Street to be in a sort of holding pattern this morning, just like on Tuesday when the Dow rose just 9 points, the NASDAQ was up 6. After the decision, Fed Chair Janet Yellen will hold a press conference to describe the thinking behind the bank's decision.
Correspondent Tom Busby checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,130, the NASDAQ at 5241. Sports, a home run by Giancarlo Stanton is all the Marlins needed to beat the Nationals. The Orioles fall 5 games off the pace in the AL East with another loss to the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues. On 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air.
Football season is the best season of the year. If you had to put a number on the jersey to my team, it'd all be the same. Lucky number 7.
Okay, why lucky number 7, Dave?
Because my stand-up guys at Snell, they're available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week.
Even on game day?
Especially on game day. Whether you prefer the pro game or college, don't let repairs to your home comfort system keep you away from the action on Saturdays or Sundays. No delay of game here.
So, a stand-up guy from Snell is available to tackle my furnace problems 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
7 days a week. It's all part of our winning strategy here at Snell Heating and Air.
Sounds like a home team I can really cheer for. Say, how many football references are we going to fit into one commercial?
If we score 7, we get to go to Disney World.
Really?
Nah, not really. Just kidding.
The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air are available 7-7-7. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. Just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway with the delays growing heading through Silver Spring. 95 starts to bog down a bit just to merge onto those delays. South on 29 as you pass Cherry Hill Road. That's where we're bunching up right now. Crews are looking to see if there's anything in the roadway. So just keep alert. Might have some debris there. On the trip in Beltsville, still dealing with the accident. It's out of the travel lanes, but Edmonston Road at Sunnyside Avenue. A little heavier than normal, but again, lanes have been reopened. On the Beltway, as you try to get toward Bethesda, coming off of 270, that's where we had the lingering road work coming from southbound 270 to get you past 355. Looks like that's contained to the shoulder now. On the shoulder, 66, but it's still so much to check out. The crash, 66 East after business 234, delays out of Gainesville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast sticks around for the first part of the day, but I think quickly we'll start getting into some sunshine, becoming partly cloudy. It looks like a pretty good day, but still nice and warm, as the numbers will be about 6 degrees above normal, 84. Some clouds tonight down near warm 70. Sunny clouds tomorrow with high hotter up to 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Burke, 68 in Kensington, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:15, Dinesh D'Souza will join us to talk about the president's speech before the UN. 735, the one, the only KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst. And then if that weren't enough, and by gosh, don't you think it should be, at 8:05, Tucker Carlson with the Daily Caller and Fox News will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Well, the entire universe is brokenhearted over the news that Angelina Jolie has filed for divorce against Brad Pitt. That's right. Brangelina is no more. If two gorgeous, gajillionaire, successful Hollywood types can't make it work, is there any hope for the rest of us? There really is something that everyone had an opinion about yesterday, and we want to take up one very specific aspect of it to hear from you on this, and that is the Jennifer angle. The Jennifer Aniston angle. Let's just recount the history here for those of you who weren't paying attention. Brad Pitt was in a long-term relationship with Jennifer Aniston. They never got married, though, right? Mm-hmm. They're just together forever. When are these two going to get married? They were the Hollywood it couple. It was huge. Brad even played a role on Friends for a while there during one season and this whole thing. And then he left her for Angelina Jolie. Apparently they had an affair while they were working on a film together, and then they got married, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, Jennifer left in the dust. And so yesterday everybody was speculating, saying, well, I bet Jennifer Aniston's really happy about this. I bet Jennifer Aniston's feeling pretty accomplished. I bet Jennifer Aniston's feeling pretty smug. And I thought about that for a minute. Do you wish ill against your ex? Do you, if you found out that your ex, if you felt like you were wronged by your ex, if you found out that then they were suffering some sort of heartbreak in the future, would you revel in that? Would you take some sort of pleasure in it?
Or is it better to be the bigger man? Give me a call, 888-630-9625, or the bigger woman, for that matter. Do you think that Jennifer Aniston is the winner in all of this? And do you think that she's reveling in it? Would you revel in a similar situation? 888-630-WML. I did a lot of soul searching about this, Brian.
Yeah, I know you did.
I'll be honest with you. I have a similar relationship situation in my past. I don't want to get too specific, obviously, but I will say that in the situation that I found myself in, I was kind of the Jennifer.
You were the Jennifer Aniston.
I was the Jennifer Aniston, and I think to myself, you know, if my Brad and Angelina, if I found out that they had broken up, would that cause me some sort of pleasure? Would I get some sort of satisfaction out of it? And after much soul searching, I have to say the answer is, you betcha I would. Mm. Yes, I would. Yeah. In fact, I would probably call her up, and when she answered the phone, all she would hear was, "No one told you that was gonna be this way." And I just laugh. Now, that would be mean and mean-spirited.
Yes, it would be. And sort of unlike you.
And
really,
let me just say, I don't wish for it to happen.
But if it happens, you would find joy in that
I
moment.
I would. Is
you?
That wrong? I suppose it is, but it's also natural.
I think it is wrong. And look, you know, I don't have a situation like that in my past. You know, but I would not wish them ill. I mean, look, here's what I believe, and that is that there's no percentage. There's nothing positive that comes from bitterness about something that's happened in your past. I mean, there's nothing that you can do from the past except learn from it. You can't change it. Once it's gone, it's there. It's past. It's history. You can learn from it. You can observe it. You can remember it. But you can't change it. Nothing's going to happen. So at what point do you stop thinking about the past and start looking toward the future? And I just think there's no percentage in looking backwards and angsting over things that have happened in your past. The moment passes, you deal with it, you acknowledge it, you move on. And that's the way I've tried to live my life.
Uh-huh. Well, you're a better man than I.
I would not find any joy in this at all. I would be sad.
Neither would I. No one told by the way, sources told Us Weekly that Jennifer Aniston's reaction was, "That's karma for you."
Yeah.
I knew it was just a matter of time. By the way, people were speculating what happened. There were a lot of reports yesterday that Angelina Jolie was unhappy with the way Brad Pitt was rearing their children, and it reached a point where she is now suing and wants full custody, which is, you know, there's so many kids involved here. I do feel sorry for them, of course. There's also a rumor that he was having an affair with a co-star on a film. Boy, seriously, talk about karma. Marion Cotillard, I believe is how her last name is pronounced, and I'm sorry for mangling it, but she should get an English-American name. How about Howard in Manassas? Howard, you're on WMAL. Would you have some joy if your ex went through this?
Well, my ex would have to be an old girlfriend, but obviously, like somebody had said, it is natural to get some joy, but like one of your others said, the bitterness only eats up you, or me in this case. Yeah. So we got to be willing to forgive. You know, the sad thing is people look at all these people like they're different than anybody else. They're not. Mm. But it is a lesson to all of us. The grass is not always greener. Everybody thinks, our children always think if they have this, if they have that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't satisfy.
Amen to that. I agree. Yeah. And anytime something horrible happens to somebody, you know, whenever this sort of thing happens, I always try to take it as a teachable moment. I agree. Forgiveness is very important. You got to forgive. I also think you should be asked to forgive before you offer up that forgiveness.
I
am bitter, aren't I?
You are. The tabloids love to come up with little names for these things. You know, like, for example, they called them Brangelina.
Brangelina.
Yeah. I've got a name for this thing that has happened.
Yeah.
We're going to call it, you ready? This is perfect. And I'm surprised nobody's jumped on this.
Okay.
The pit split.
The pit split.
The pit split.
Well, but you're leaving Angelina off.
Well, but it's about Brad Pitt. He's the one, you know, that is the guy who initiated. So we call it the pit split.
You can go with pit split.
I love that. I think that, and you can feel free to use it.
Lawrence in Alexandria, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Lawrence.
Yes, I would absolutely be having a party, and I would be inviting all of my friends, and I would be reveling in it. Absolutely. My ex was not a nice person, so yes, I would be having a party.
Yes. And by the way, I'm in I am the happiest that I've ever been in my life. I love Meredith. I'm in a great relationship, but I would still get pleasure out of this, Lawrence. And that's natural, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Sam in Woodbridge. Finish us up here, Sam. You're on WMAO. Go.
Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning, fellas. All I got to do is say, first of all, you know, one of the best country songs ever made were All My Exes Live in Texas.
Mm.
And Brian, you are just such a mush bag. I mean, I learn from it and I move on.
No, I'm serious.
He did get a little Oprah on us, didn't he, Sam?
Listen, I'm telling you, bitterness is an ugly, ugly thing. Yeah. It eats at you and there's no sense
We've
in
We've got
it.
Plenty more this morning with me, Larry O'Connor, and Brian the Mushbag Wilson.
That's me.
644 at WMAO.
I'm a big mushbag.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
Yeah, Sam, I'm no mushbag. You need to stop what you're doing right now and listen to me. If you've been thinking about wanting new windows, now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window, the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window that's custom made for your home in our unique climate. They have no middleman, which eliminates unnecessary headaches, makes things nice and easy. Well, right now, that company, Thompson Creek, is offering the lowest prices of the season. You ready for this? Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save money on the cost of new windows, your utility bills year-round, plus increase the value and the comfort of your home. It's a no-brainer. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That number again is 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season, buying three windows and get one window free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for all of the fine details and call 855-57-CREEK right now. That's 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Good morning, Jamie Whitten. How's it going in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center?
I'm a little frustrated, and I know some of our commuters, lots of our commuters are as well. 66, I was so happy that multiple car crash was quickly cleared out of the travel lanes into the shoulder. It's still on the shoulder, and there's still so much to check out. So even though there's nothing blocked, you'll see the flashing lights, the flatbed trucks, the cars were jammed as a result. Gainesville, so I just want you to get ready if you're heading eastbound on that stretch, or if you're coming out of the Gainesville area to merge onto 66, even 29 commuters thinking, I'll take the option and head through the battlefield. A lot of people are doing that. So just plan for the extra time. And of course, the feeder roads 234, both of them 234s, are slow to merge onto 66. So that's what we're dealing with there. Getting into Leesburg, had an incident on the shoulder on eastbound Route 7 before you get to the bypass causing delays. Beltsville, accident cleared out of the travel lanes. Yep, still something to look at though. On Edmonds Road at Sunnyside Avenue, and heading in through town to try to get across the 14th Street Bridge. Crash reported 395 north in the area between Boundary Channel and the bridge span. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking forecast. We are keeping temperatures above average, however, about 6 degrees above average today. A little overcast early, otherwise becoming partly cloudy. 84 in a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Well, we continue to learn new details about this man who was arrested in New Jersey for the bombings over the weekend. His name is Ahmad Rahami. And here is some of the more interesting things that have come to surface since we learned of his arrest after a shootout with police in New Jersey. Apparently, his father, Mohammed Rahami, had contacted authorities and had turned his son in and said he's a terrorist. He's a national security threat, and they came and investigated and apparently determined that there wasn't anything to arrest him over. But then they didn't continue to keep tabs on him, apparently, because they had no knowledge that he had traveled to Afghanistan or Pakistan. Were any questions being raised? How can somebody be brought to your attention, and then you go and you look at him, and then you don't keep tabs on him? It's a tough thing. I mean, I think it's a fair question to ask the FBI or the others, why didn't you continue continue to watch this guy. How did he slip through the cracks after he had been alerted and brought to your attention by his own father? I think that's a fair question to ask. I also think that it's not surprising, given the load of that the FBI has, the number of people they're trying to keep tabs on. It may be a little unfair to bring criticism against the agents out there who are trying to do good work, I think. But it is a question that no doubt needs to be answered.
Well, as usual, if anyone has criticism here, it's not for the individual agents who are doing the hard work on the ground. It has to do with their leadership. It has to do with the people who are giving them direction and setting their priorities. And I think it's worthy of some criticism here, actually, Brian, because we keep hearing this. This is exactly what happened in Orlando as well. Let me put it this way. At every stage of this scenario that led up to the bombing and even the apprehension of this terrorist scum, the citizens, the individual American citizens, did what we were supposed to do. What have we been told since 2001?
See something, say something.
Yeah, any suspicions you might have, even if it's the smallest thing, please let us know about it. We did that in Orlando. This guy's own father did that and reported him to the FBI and said, hey, there's something going on here. And at every point, and even when they found the guy and tracked him down, it was the citizens who tipped off the police. Hey, this guy's sleeping outside this bar. Come and get him. It was private video cameras from citizens that caught him on video so that they could find him. It was private citizens who found the devices and reported it to the authorities. And who broke down here? Something in the FBI apparatus did break down, and I keep hearing, well, there's so many of them to keep track of, they can't keep track of all of them. Okay, then we're being lied to by Homeland Security and the Obama administration, who constantly downplay the threat of domestic terrorism inspired by ISIS, number one. And number two, I would like numbers. I want raw data. Stop telling me that there's so many to keep track of. How many? Give me numbers, how many, so Congress can appropriate the right amount of money so we can keep track of these people when they go to Afghanistan and Pakistan.
It's now 650.
It sounded like a handgun went off.
But it was their cell phone battery exploding while they slept. Seven on Your Side, Scott Taylor asks the one question you need answered to keep your family safe. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
There are times when we make history.
During the State of the Union, one cabinet member is taken to a secret location. This practice ensures our country's government will continue in case of a devastating attack. It has never been executed until now.
Capitol's been attacked. Congress. Captain. None of them made it.
Kiefer Sutherland is...
Sir, you are now the President of the United States.
The Designated Survivor series premiere.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side. Seven on Your Side. Four little words that pack a big punch. That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, Seven on Your Side.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It's time to check and see how your money's doing. Let's go to the news desk at CNBC. Good morning.
Good morning. It's D-Day for the Federal Reserve. The Fed will announce its interest rate decision this afternoon, then follow that up with a press conference. The Fed's decision will determine where stock markets end the day. More heat on the Hill in Washington. A House panel will grill Mylan Pharmaceuticals CEO over why she raised EpiPen prices 500% and gave herself a big raise to boot. Heather Brush is expected to tell Congress that she will not cut EpiPen prices. Samsung says 500,000 replacement Galaxy Note 7 phones have been shipped to the U.S. 2.5 million phones were recalled after some caught fire. The new ones are in stores today. Gasoline should start flowing again today in the South, where a pipeline leak cut supplies and sent prices soaring in a number of states. And the SEC is now investigating ExxonMobil. Regulators want to know why the oil company has not reduced the value of its assets despite a 60% two-year slide in oil prices. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Ted Britt Automotive, that is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. So how can a car dealership as great as Ted Britt, who's been in the area for 57 years, how can they give you confidence? Well, I'm glad you rhetorically asked through me. I will give you the answer. They've got this great program called Ted Britt for Life. That program guarantees that your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle, in fact, from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. That's for every new and even the pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So confidence. Hello. You've got confidence now when you go to Ted Britt because you know your car is going to be taken care of. You're also going to be thrilled with the deals they got for you over at Ted Britt. I'm talking about the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. Also, two Harley Davidson locations at Ted Britt. Tons of new and pre-owned bikes. Here's what you do. Schedule your next service with Ted Britt. Do it right now. Find out what kind of great service they're going to give you. Visit one of their great 9 locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, D.C., 295 southbound with delays off of both 50 and the BW Parkway out ahead past East Capitol Street down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, on Pennsylvania Avenue, if you're trying to get to 295, scratching your head thinking, what is going on? Up ahead, inbound Pennsylvania Avenue at Minnesota Avenue. That's where police are dealing with a crash. Virginia, 395 as you pass the Pentagon toward the 14th Street Bridge. Accident activity was reported along the right side. 66, it's still there on the shoulder, but so much to check out. Eastbound in Manassas with the crash jammed out of Gainesville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks like it's going to be cloudy this afternoon, but a high of 84 degrees. And tonight, 70 degrees for an overnight low. Thursday, mostly sunny tomorrow and a high of 86 degrees. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 75 degrees on WMAL.
The National Mall. The epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking to the talking point.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Back in August of this year, Democrat strategist and close Clinton ally James Carville had some strong words for the press corps. If you succeed in shutting down the Clinton Foundation, quote, some people, a million people will die. Pretty strong words, even for Carville. He was talking about medicines that were distributed to impoverished people in developing countries. Sure seems like a laudable goal to me. Only one problem. That mission was spun off of the Clinton Foundation mission and given to a completely separate nonprofit organization in 2010. The Clinton Foundation spent about $91 million in 2014. That's a pretty big number. The issue is only about $5 million of that went to charitable grants. That means 96 cents of every dollar raised in foreign and domestic contributions went to something other than charity, went to salaries, and almost $50 million went to what they're calling other expenses. They say charity begins at home. Apparently, the Clinton Foundation took that to heart. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Coming up on WMAL.
Dinesh D'Souza knows better than anyone what motivates Barack Obama's worldview. We'll get him to criticize the UN speech delivered by our president.
And we'll be joined by the one, the only, KT McFarland. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge.